at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
Tip Tule Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me thank Quack for sticking around. It was an interesting conversation. You can get in. That means the lines are open now, so you can get in 654-7627. So if you're on hold before Joe and all those others, you can get in right now. Now's the time. Get in with your calls. Call your shots. That's what Friday's about on Road Rage. That's how we do it here. Don't tell me you told your mother. Don't call me Monday and said you knew that's what was going to happen, that you told your mother or you told your girlfriend or you told your cousin. I don't care about that. If you didn't tell me, it didn't happen. That's how it works. 654-7627, so you can get in. Sean says, over the next 5 years, Mizzou football will have more success than the Gamecocks, just like the last 5 years. Now get some Missouri smack talk. How about that? Let me tell you about Tim's Harley before we get going here. Listen, freedom doesn't sit still. It moves forward. And at Tim's Harley Davidson, it rides on two wheels. Their experts will find the perfect bike that sets you free and everything that goes with it. But right now, it's time for the new 2019 models. They're on the way. There's a huge selection of new and pre-loved bikes just waiting for you. Take a look at timsharley.com. Go in for a test drive. Move your freedom forward at Tim's Harley Davidson and Anderson. Look, Rocky and the gang have done an incredible job. It's a family atmosphere. It's a great place. You know, it's like a museum. It's like the motorcycle version of George Coleman Ford. You know, Rocky's ancestors started it. There are all these old blown up photos. It's great. There are old bikes there. I mean, you have to get to Tim's Harley. But here's the other thing. If you're like me, I think conventionally when we hear Harley Davidson, we think top of the line and too expensive. No. If you're sitting there thinking that, well, I'd love to have a Harley, but I know they're all 30 grand and up, not true. Not true. Go and find out how affordably Rocky can get you onto a Harley. And let me tell you something. If you ride a motorcycle and you're tinkering around with other brands, you are eventually going to own a Harley because that's where they all end up. So skip the preseason games, unless you're Matt Ryan. And play more preseason games. Oh, my God, Ramona. It's just unbelievable that somebody paid that guy $150 million. He is such a friggin' embarrassment. It's right. Matt can't play. Matt cannot play quarterback. I tried to tell you that I don't know how long ago. what an abomination Matt Ryan is. And people want to play.
He played okay last year, didn't he?
No.
I mean, weren't they hanging on that last year?
No, he sucked last year. Yeah, it was the year before. Okay. Look, the people want to blame it on poor Steve Sarkisian. Steve Sarkisian had nothing to do with those hideous throws. Matt Ryan had 9 throws from the red zone. He was 1 of 9 with an interception. 1 of 9 with an interception in the red zone. He leads the NFL in red zone interceptions the last 2 years. He has 8. That throw that was picked, that was for Julio on that deep out, it's one of the worst throws I've ever seen in my life. Just pathetic from a veteran quarterback. He threw 5 uncatchable balls on that last sequence. The 4th down throw, he threw out of the back of the end zone. You know, he didn't even give his guy a chance.
Hadn't he been playing a while? What's
his deal? Hasn't even played a while.
Is he getting tired?
Looks tired. Honestly,
does he look tired? I don't watch him.
Yeah, honestly, you know, if you didn't know better, he looks ill. I mean, he looks like a guy who's never seen a pro strength and conditioning program. It's like he's never seen a weight room, never lifted a weight in his life. The guy gets skinnier. He's like that Stephen King book, thinner. He gets thinner and thinner. Yeah, he gets thinner and thinner and thinner and weaker and weaker and weaker. He has no arm strength at all. I saw a guy today write, well, he's a lot like Flacco. He has a strong arm. Strong arm? Stop writing about football. He has a wet noodle arm and always has. And it's more wet than ever. He has a soggy noodle arm now. Yes. He has a soggy
Matt
noodle.
Soggy.
Yeah, he has a soggy. Matt Ryan has a soggy noodle arm. He throws the 4th down throw out of the back of the end zone. But he gets a gift. They call a penalty, so he gets another chance. So with another chance, he throws another ball that even the great Julio Jones can't bring down in play. Hey, listen, dummy, keep it in play. You know what? Are you so afraid that every other throw you make in the red zone results in an interception that you're now afraid to keep balls in play? I mean, you didn't even give your team a chance. Who in their right mind paid you $150 million? It's beyond me. He's just an embarrassment. He's an absolute disgrace to the quarterback position. Nobody should ever pay that guy $150 million. Look, if he's worth $150 million, then Tom Brady is worth the budget of France. All right, because if that guy's worth...
Do we really know what the budget of France is?
No, but
anyway?
I'm assuming that it's a lot more
Does
than that.
Does anybody even understand France for
no,
that matter?
No, but Matt Ryan is just an embarrassment to the position. And always will be. Look, the only thing that this guy has ever won is he won a co-ed church basketball league championship with his fellow loser, Matthew Stafford. That's it. That's his claim to fame. He won a co-ed church basketball championship with his fellow loser, Matthew Stafford. He is the worst red zone quarterback in football. Dead last. You know what is in the last 2 years, including playoffs, you know what his completion percentage is to Julio Jones in the red zone? 1 out of 20 with 3 interceptions. You've got the greatest receiver in the game.
1 out of what?
20.
Did you say 20?
20.
1 out of 20.
His targets to Julio Jones last 2 years in the red zone, including the playoffs, he's 1 out of 20 with 3 interceptions.
So what's the deal with the NFL? You can't fire people?
Oh, I'd fire him. I would never pay him 100.
1 out of 20?
1 out. His targets to Julio Jones is like God's gift to receivers.
I know.
6'4", can jump, you know, 70-inch vertical leap. You know, I mean, you can just throw it anywhere near him. He catches it. I mean, the guy's blessed with the greatest receiver in the game. He, in red zone opportunities, this is an ESPN stat, by the way, in red zone opportunities the last 2 years in playoffs to Julio Jones, 1 out of 20 with 3 interceptions targeting Julio Jones. $150 million.
Wow.
Hey, go pose for some more sweater ads, Matt.
Does he make sweater ads?
Oh, yeah. He was promoting some sweaters or something on his website. Yeah, go pose for some more sweater ads. By the way, they're probably all too way big on you. Thinner. I'm just going to call him Thinner from now on.
Thinner.
That's right. I'm not calling him Matt. I'm
Did
not
they
calling
make
Matt
a
Matt.
Movie out of that book, too?
I don't know.
Those books are scary.
I'm just calling him Thinner from now on. Thinner was unbelievable. Thinner went 1 out of 20.
That's just wrong.
Joe, what's going on?
How's it going? Well, I guess somebody got to burn money. You know? 1 out of 20, You really have to try for that one.
Let me tell you something. You could put me in the red zone with Ramona as my number one receiver, and I do better than 1 out of 20.
Oh, yeah.
Put me in coach, Jesus. This guy, Thinner, he's throwing to Julio Jones. Right? He's throwing to Julio Jones. 1 out of 20 with 3 interceptions.
Well, I mean, everybody gives, Cam Newton all this crap, and, I'm pretty sure he's not 1 out of 20 at the goal line.
Yeah, and he doesn't have Julio Jones.
He can run, but, he has, like, me and my brother as wide receivers. Yeah. But, I was going to give you 2 picks, and then I was going to talk about sports gambling, if that's all right, real quick. Stanford big over Southern Cal. I think Southern Cal's missing a lot of it has a lot of issues right now.
And you know that Southern Cal killed them twice last year, right?
I think Stanford's better.
I do too.
I mean, we'll see, but
I agree with
this
you.
This is the pick.
Playing devil's advocate.
I'm giving out, but a lot of people are picking Wyoming to beat Missouri. I think they're insane. Give me Missouri by 30. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Washington State went into Wyoming and destroyed them.
I agree with you.
And to me, Allen's not even at Wyoming right now. Are you people crazy? But real quick about the sports betting. you talked about it over the summer, and you talked about economic impact, right? Where I live right now, I live out of state in a town that's really economically challenged. They're in debt, I think, $80 million for a retail development that went south. Mm. Long story short, there's a casino that wants to open up, and they want to do sports betting. And they estimate the economic impact in taxes for the town is $26 million a year. Mm. $26 million a year. I mean, that's pretty hard to say no to, Walt.
Especially, exactly right.
Like, if your town's suffering.
Exactly right. They
claim they're going to bring 5,000 jobs, so we'll find out about that. Those are pretty hard numbers.
Exactly right. And just think of all the strip clubs that will open as a result.
Well, I wouldn't know about that one.
Joe's going to be living in Sin City for long.
It'll be living in mini Vegas. Yeah,
that is the alleged concern. But my point is, you have to do it anyway. I mean, the money. If you don't do it, everybody else around you is going to get rich, and you're going to suffer.
Hey, that's jobs.
That's right. That's jobs.
I can't comment on union. That. I'm married now. Also.
The strippers union.
Oh, that's why you said I wouldn't know anything about that. I forgot you're married now.
The strippers union coming to town. Solid Orange fan. Solid Orange fan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Walt?
Good.
I'm glad I had a caller before me because I was laughing out loud at your wet noodle comments for Matt Ryan. That guy, I swear, Atlanta, if you get within the 30-yard line, just kick a field goal.
That's right. That's exactly
You're
right.
You're guaranteed some points.
That's
at
a
least,
good point.
I mean, what do you take? 3 points or an interception? Which one's better?
That's
Last
exactly
time I
right.
checked, 3 points is better.
You're exactly
I
right.
I just wanted to get in a couple of picks to Carolina, Georgia. I agree with you on the point of not really knowing if either of these teams can run yet. I mean, I know that Georgia's got some backups that were in there that could really run the ball, but we haven't seen them run against anybody yet. So I think that's the key of the game. I think I'm going to take Georgia with the edge, maybe a 35-31 type of pick.
Yep.
On the Clemson game, I think it's really not going to matter what the weather is. I think Clemson has all the horses, and I think Brian's going to maybe even solidify his position a little better. I think they're going to continue to use Lawrence, but I'd say a 35, maybe 15, 13, something like that for A&M.
I tend to agree with both of those. I think you're right in the neighborhood on both of those.
Great. That's all I got, man.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Good job. Yeah, I think that's spot on. I think both those calls are going to be right in the neighborhood. I think South Carolina, Georgia is going to be a bit of a shootout. I think that both teams are going to move the ball. I don't really trust either defense. I think the offenses are better than the defense. I think the receiving corps are excellent. I think that South Carolina clearly has receiver one, but I think on a whole, I think Georgia's receiving corps is actually better. And I think South Carolina is very good. So, I think both those receiving corps are very good. And I think South Carolina is going to be able to run the football a little bit on this Georgia team. I just don't see this Georgia defense being all that stout against the run, especially when you have to consider the fact that you're going to have to be able to play the pass, too. It's not like South Carolina is just handing the ball up the middle anymore. The plan allegedly is to play up tempo, and we'll see whether they continue with that plan. But South Carolina has the weapons to spread you out now, and so you can't just commit to the run. And that's another reason why South Carolina should be more effective running the ball than they've been before. Look, I'm not at all convinced that Georgia's going to win the game. I picked Georgia because I had to pick somebody. I mean, I've said for months I thought this would be a close game. The only thing that's changed for me is at one point I think I said that the score would be in the 20s. I was thinking 27-24. But now I think it's going to be higher scoring than that. I think it's going to be an offensive-oriented game. You can get in, 654-7627 with your calls. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. You know, Roto-Rooter is so good at everything they do. You go to their website, rotorooter.com. They have all sorts of helpful hints on how to avoid disasters. If you put those hints to use, you'll be good. You won't have issues. You'll be able to avoid plumbing disasters. On the other hand, if you ignore them, then you'll almost certainly going to wind up with major plumbing issues. Here's the good news for you. 24/7, 365, you can call 288-7686, 288-7686, 288-7686, and a live human being is going to answer your phone and direct help on the way to you. Where else do you get that? You don't get any voicemail. I mean, when you have an emergency and it's after hours and it's 11 p.m. at night, and let's say it's the cold of the winter, and you need help now, you want to speak to somebody. You want to be able to call somebody and get a human. You'll get a human being. Your problems are Roto-Rooter's problems. They'll get help promptly on the way to you. Again, 288-7686, 288-7686. Call them. And remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. FSU, Kenny's on hold. That ought to be fun. Kenny's back. We'll be back.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in today and get two made-from-scratch country ham biscuits for just $3. Breakfast is so good, they serve it all day. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from. Crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold, every hand-finished ring lets you play with possibility. Stack rings for impact, or wear single rings for every finger. Shop the newest rings from Pandora Jewelry now, and do see the wonderful. Pandora available at Turner's Jewelers at the Applewood Center Place. Visit us online at turnersjewelers.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi Compact Equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Tackle a day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Now that the niceties are out of the way.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I have some good texts. I'm going to get some of those, too. We're going to mix some of those in at some point. By the way, Ramona, you know, last night, again, at Twin Peaks, Tiger Woods became the subject of conversation.
Yeah.
Because
he's back.
He was tied for first. And
he's back.
You know, and people were asking me, and they're saying, well, Walt, what do you think? And I said, I don't think anything. I said, you know, he can't play four quality rounds. I mean, this is what happens when you're 42, 43 years old. You can't. And they just don't get it. And so the one guy was saying to me, yeah, but Walt, don't you think? And I said, okay, if you were going to put $1,000 of your own money right now on it, I said, are you going to put it on Tiger Woods?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Exactly. Okay, so now we're a day later, and, you know, Mr. 8 under par yesterday was what? Even par today?
And where'd he go?
He's five shots back, and he's tied for 12th. See, I mean, it's just not reality.
Stop.
Stop believing in that
nonsense.
He was back yesterday. let me get to the Northland Communication phone lines. It's FSU Kenny and Robert. Kenny, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Walt?
I'm good, Kenny. How many years have I
been? You feel bad with that Tiger Woods talk, Walt. I'll be 42 on Sunday, man. You're making me feel old.
Go to the mini golf. Go right to the mini golf. 42, you go to the mini golf, Kenny. Hey, Kenny, I'm
like, Walt making me feel like an old man now.
How many years, Kenny, have I been telling you about Alec Eberle?
A long time. I mean, a long time. I mean, I always trust, you know, what you say. I mean, I don't know how long have I, let's see, I've been talking to you about football for at least, I mean, it's at least that long.
How long?
How long did we
My son will be 15 this year.
Yeah, probably 15 years at least, yep.
It's been at least that long.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, you've been talking about him for a while. And, well, I tried to call last week, but I didn't really get in because I was, you know, I had was on my way to work. But I just don't understand how this program could just measure up on the line of scrimmage like they are right now. I just don't get that. And what you said about Jimbo Fisher,
yep.
I completely agree. I mean, I criticize him a lot with the FSU. I mean, sometimes, you know, got attacked by other FSU fans for criticizing him. You know, I mean, we only really had one good offensive line that I can remember, and that was 2013. And I just don't understand how that can happen. And you know, and the fact that Texas A&M paying $100 million now for that, I don't know. I'd be worried a little bit, too, if I was them.
Yeah.
You know, because it's been like this forever, you know, now it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a 3-year decline, and the offensive line's been miserable, and yeah, I think A&M should be extremely worried. I mean, because again, nothing that happened against Virginia Tech was Willie Taggart's fault. I mean, it's just an absurdity to even suggest that it was. I mean, that offensive line.
Well, they want him fired already.
Yeah, that's
just
stupid.
The stuff I've seen and heard is just. Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, I don't know what's the matter with those people who say those kind of things. I have no idea. I don't really want to know, to be honest. I you know, the truth is that it's going to take Willie Taggart. It's going to take several years to know whether Willie Taggart's the right guy. And if people want to judge him off of this, then they either have an agenda or they're just stupid. Because everything that people saw against Virginia Tech was Jimbo Fisher's fault. That offensive line is a train wreck, and it got abused by a bunch of kids and Ricky Walker. And that's the truth about it. The worst part of it, Kenny, is there are people acting now like Virginia Tech's the 85 Bears. I mean, Virginia Tech had like 9 new defensive players.
Exactly. I mean, that's why, like, I picked them to win 8 games before the season. And most of it was predicated on beating Virginia Tech. But that's out the window now. So, I mean, you could have a bad situation. I mean, of course I'm going to stay optimistic. I'm a fan. That's what we do. But that's out the window now, in my opinion, because, I mean, this could turn into a complete disaster. And then the way the fans acted, I mean, you know, if they're basically jumping off board, you know, already. I mean, the season ain't even really, you know, it's just been one game.
You know, here's what
I mean, we don't know. I mean, maybe they could turn, he could somehow finesse it into them scoring even with a terrible offensive line. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
But I'm not jumping off
no.
yet. But I mean,
no, jump off.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but look, here's the thing,
so
Kenny.
I'm going to try to stick in there.
Right, but here's the thing. And this is what those people who want to criticize Taggart are missing. Go and watch Florida State last year. That's who you are. It's not that happened. You were actually that bad. I mean, you were bad enough to lose by 30 to Boston College. You were bad enough to barely edge out Syracuse at home. This is who you were. I mean, you were the definition of a 6-6 team. That's who you were. So that just wasn't going to be changed overnight. And this schedule is tougher this year than it was last year. So, you know,
it's bad.
Right. I picked you fourth in the division, and I think people thought I was crazy. But having watched you play one game, I'm not sure now that you're not the worst team in the division. I mean, I mean that. I mean,
And they very well could be. I mean, it's the offense he's running. I mean, no offense can you really do anything without offensive line. But the offense he's running, I mean, I'm like, man, I just ain't never seen them like this. I mean, even in the what they call, you know, the FSU people call the lost years there, I don't recall the offensive line being as bad as these last years. 2 years. That's what they say. Like, you know, the last 10 the, years
Bobby
of
Bowden.
I mean, I just don't recall them being this bad on the offensive line.
You know, here's what you do, Kenny. Here's what you do. You come out to Twin Peaks when I'm out there the next time and you pound some hard alcohol.
Hey, that sounds like a good plan to me. I mean, because I'm telling you, I'm already almost ready to forget the season. But, of course, I'm supporting Willie. I'm glad he's there. Hopefully he can turn this thing around. And in the next few years, we can be back like we're supposed to be.
Exactly.
You know, because right now Clemson running away with this thing. I can't hate on it.
Yep.
They running away with it, and that's just what it is. But I'll let somebody else get in there, man.
Kenny.
It's good to talk to you.
Good talking to you. Call me more often.
Have a good weekend.
Come to Twin Peaks. All right. Let me get to Robert on the Northland Communication phone lines. By the way, Rona, Chris from Captured writes, he wants to give a shout-out to Robbie with the SCDOT. He blew out a tire on 85, and he stopped to keep traffic off of him and help change the tire on 85.
That's really cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
What, nice going. Way to go, Robbie. Thank you, Chris. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I didn't talk to you well. Thank you for taking my call as usual.
Welcome back, Robert. Good to have you.
How you been doing? Two or three quick questions. That game I got to see last, I fell asleep, watched the game today on my phone, and Ryan looked absolutely horrible. And it amazes me when I was watching him, you know, as old as Brady is, when he's in the pocket and he can feel pressure coming. It seemed like Ryan don't even have no footwork at all when the pressure's coming in on him. He just looks like he collapses. And they're paying him that kind of money. And it's amazing to me how people consider him being that good of a quarterback. The second thing I was going to ask you was the Michelle this year for New England. Do you figure him to be any kind of anything for New England with that knee injury, or do you think that's got him out for the season? And one other quick question, Wall, if you get time, I'm kind of ignorant on this gambling thing, and I understand, like, when you say 30-1, 21, all this, that, and the other, but then they start saying, like, 7-2 and 5-2 and all that. Could you please explain that just for a second, what that mean when they say like that 5-2 and all that other stuff, if you have time? Yeah. And I appreciate you taking me, Walt. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the phone call. A lot of stuff there. I mean, the gambling thing is simple numbers. It's just that. I mean, if someone is 10-1, then the odds are just that against them. It's not necessarily, you know, in theory, and you may not actually get these numbers at legitimate casinos, but in theory, if the odds were 10-1 against you, it's just that. It's just very straightforward in terms of the Matt Ryan. You're 100% right in terms of what happens to him under pressure. You know, he allegedly spent all this time studying the footwork of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. There's no evidence of it in Matt Ryan. I've never thought there was. I think that you're exactly right. When he gets pressure on him, he just caves. Now, I know there was one ball that he threw last night under some pressure. I think he really just threw it up in the air. That's what I really believe. I don't think it was a great throw. I think it was an accident. I'm sorry. It's just how I see it. In terms of Sony Michel, you know, he missed so much practice time, Robert, that I just don't know. I mean, it's not really the Belichick way to play a rookie who missed so much time, but I guess we'll see. You know, the thing he has going for him is that the Patriots need the weaponry. You know, the Patriots have to figure out what they're going to do, especially these first 4 weeks without Edelman. But even when Edelman gets back, because their receiving core is bare bone, and there's not another team in the National Football League would go to war with the crap New England has at receiver. And there just isn't. And Brady's expected to make it all work, and he does. But this group to start this year, I mean, it looks like the worst ever. Now, Brady will make them all better, but, you know, with Edelman suspended, there's not a 700-yard receiver on the team. It's the only team in the league that's true of. There's not a receiver who's gained 700 yards in a season in his career. I mean, there's no real field stretcher. I guess that's Hogan now. He's the guy with the best speed out of that group. But, you know, it's... McDaniels and Brady are going to have to find different ways to create offense. It may be multiple running backs. It may be they're going to have to go back to an attack where, you know, Brady the last few years has either led or been second in the National Football League in yards per attempt. But they may have to alter that. They may have to go more back to the attack where they're using the backs out of the backfield to try and take advantage that way. I'm not even sure they can really go two tight ends because I don't know that they have that many great options beyond Gronkowski. Here's what we'll do. Gamecock Chill and Rudy. It's actually Rudy and Gamecock Chill in that order on the other side. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Elkmont Trading Company. Elkmont's an unbelievable place. It's not just a saying that if you haven't experienced Elkmont, you haven't experienced Clemson. It's more than that. It's a reality. I mean, you know, first of all, Elkmont's the kind of store you just love to go to. It's a beautiful, rustic lodge that Lee and his brother built from reclaimed wood from the area. It's just unbelievable. You know, you walk in there, and it even smells good. It smells good. It looks good. It's the kind of place that's inviting. And if you're an outdoorsman or outdoorswoman, you'll feel right at home. And they have everything you could possibly think of. You know, if you're just looking for a good pair of hiking boots, they have that. They have everything you could want for the great outdoors, including the hardcore enthusiast stuff like kayaking for whitewater, etc., guide services, fly fishing. You know, they have it all. And they will be glad to help you. And Lee will guide you. Lee's been involved in the sport, the game of kayaking for his whole life. And he will help outfit you in exactly the right equipment for you. Don't go to a big box store for that. And Amy is wonderful. You know, she functions as a personal shopper for me before. They have the ladies' boutique, which is wildly popular. Candles, gourmet foods, and of course the food bar, which is just unbelievable. I mean, you go there for dinner, they have great specials, the sandwiches, the barbecue and homemade pimento cheese with a side of homemade red potato salad, or the London broil sandwich for $9.95. They have 16 locally brewed craft beers on tap. It's a great place to go and get out of the way, you know, and to get out of traffic. I mean, if you're looking for a place to go for lunch that's beautiful and that you don't have to wait in lines and all this other stuff, go to Elkmont Trading Company. Get there today. You'll thank me later. All right, quick break. Rudy and Gamecock Chill on the other side.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Face it, you're obsessed with yourself.
Oh, now back to Walt and Ramona.
Well, the crooks are out. Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. You know, I saw a 49ers source tweet this morning, and I retweeted it. The San Francisco 49ers are honoring Dwight Clark with a shadow image of the catch in a decal that will be worn by them this year. So I thought that was really nice and fitting. The 49ers will honor Dwight Clark in that manner this year. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. I'm going to get to the old Road Rage guarantees as well, the ones we made on July 13th, based on the numbers then and what I anticipated to happen with the numbers, because several of those numbers are applicable this weekend finally. Others are not. Others will be through the course of the year. How many did I give out? Seven?
Seven.
All right, I gave out seven. So there'll be seven of those games. I think maybe two or three are actually played this weekend. We'll get to that as well, because that will be part of the games that we release for this week. In other words, one of those was on July 13th, those Vegas numbers had South Carolina 14.5-point underdog, and I gave out South Carolina on that day getting 14.5. I'm not giving them out again at 10. I gave them out at 14.5. So if you heated it then you're probably going to win. If not, then you'll have to decide what you want to do with 10 or 10 or 10.5. Even at that, I would probably still go the same way, but I don't feel as secure about it, and my expectation was that that number would go down, which is why I gave it out then. The only reason I gave out numbers then is that I anticipated the direction in which those numbers would move, and some of them are still to be determined, but several of them moved exactly as I anticipated they would. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines, it's Rudy and Gamecock Chill. Rudy, good to see you last night as always. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you getting in.
Deb Tula, yeah, it's always a pleasure, my friend. You know, I'm out there when you're out there as much as I can be anyway.
Yep.
I had the salad. I tried to go on a lighter note. It's still too much to eat. And also, a recommendation. Misty had the spicy garlic, which is new on the menu for hot wings, and she loved it.
So
for anybody that wants to go have some wings.
Yeah. Actually, Robbie told me about that out there, and I meant to try those too, and I forgot about that. I'll have to put that on my list for next week.
Really, really good, yes. Okay, let's talk Matt Ryan. I had my Falcons hat on up there, shining my colors, and I probably... Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on. Yeah, bear with me here.
Yeah.
I probably should have turned it around backwards and put my son...
What happened?
God, instead of him watching Peyton Manning footsteps, maybe he should watch Michael Jackson do the moonwalk and him slide right out of Atlanta. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
What
did you think about the defense?
Well, look, I think the defense is pretty good. I mean, I think they're athletic, they're fast. I think it's a pretty good group. Vic Beasley had one moment last night when he found out what it was like to try and tackle Darren Sproles in space. Even an old Darren Sproles, it's still, you get Darren Sproles in space, you can forget it. Doesn't matter who you are, even though Sproles is getting old.
Yeah.
But
that's like a train coming your way. Yeah.
But he's just so elusive. But I thought the defense as a whole looked good, and it's certainly not in the defense. I mean, Matt Ryan's got to win that game, and he just can't. He's just not capable of it.
I try to be Walt, but I'm not a big Ryan fan. But I guess I'm stuck with him for ever how many years he's got left. Whatever. I'll just have to bear the pain, I guess. I probably missed it, Walt, what you said. I'm pulling for Clemson, of course. I mean, they're playing probably the biggest stadium they've ever played in. I'm not sure of that. But you think it'll rattle them much, or you think Dabo's got them tuned in?
No, I don't think the atmosphere is gonna hurt this team. I think this team is used to playing in big games, playoff atmospheres, big games. They should be pretty much immune to that. And I don't think that'll be an issue. The one thing I'm still watching is the weather, because I think weather is a great equalizer.
Well, Big Bad Bob's already given me the forecast 3 times, so it's all good.
I'm sure he has. I have no doubt.
Hey, speaking of Big Bad Bob, I wish him well and a speedy recovery, because I think he's down on his back. So I just want to say that, yeah. One last thing before I'll take it off air, Walt, and I appreciate it. It's good to see you last night. I might have missed it. How does Georgia's offense fare to Carolina's defense? Because I watch around the state, so, and I appreciate you, Walt, and I'll see you next time,
brother. Thank you, Rudy. Sounds good. Yeah, look, I don't think the South Carolina defense is going to do a great job of stopping Georgia, but I also don't think the Georgia defense is going to do a great job of stopping South Carolina. I just anticipate an offensive game. I think the offenses are clearly better than the defenses at this point. And I think both sides are ready and willing to take advantage of it. So, and when you consider that South Carolina is going to play with more tempo, we'll see just how fast a tempo, but with more tempo than they have in the past, I think that just increases the number of opportunities and probably increases the point total. I'm looking at a 35-31 game. I'm looking at a game that's going to be played in the 30s, and I wouldn't have said that 2 months ago. 2 months ago, I had this game pegged at like 27-24, something of that sort. But I do think South Carolina is going to be able to run the ball against Georgia. And I think part of that is the balance that I think South Carolina has now. I think Georgia is going to have to play those receivers and Jake Bentley honestly. And because of that, I think South Carolina is going to be able to run the ball some. I don't think Georgia can overcommit to stopping the run. And again, Kirby Smart has struggled throughout his career when he was a defensive coordinator. at stopping up-tempo spreads. And even though they beat Oklahoma, they still struggle. That's not to say that South Carolina's offense is Oklahoma, but South Carolina does have a number of weapons. And if Bentley plays well, and I would expect him to play well, and look, maybe that's, we'll find out if that's an unrealistic expectation. I mean, he's not played particularly well in big games before, but, you know, I'm giving him a little leeway because I just don't think he's had a good enough supporting cast. Now I think he does. I think he has a good enough supporting cast at home to potentially beat Georgia. I think this is South Carolina's most important football game in from now through the next 5 years. Maybe something will come along that beats this, but if it does, it will come off of this win, if they can get it. I think it's an enormous game for the Gamecocks in terms of divisional positional hierarchy and the immediate five-year future. And I also think it's an enormous game for Jake Bentley personally on almost every level. Excuse me. Gamecock Chill. Chill, how are you?
What's going on?
How you doing, Chill?
All right, man. I got a couple things. I just want to say that just kind of watching that first week of college football and watching how the coaches got shuffled around and whatnot, I didn't think I would say it, but I'm kind of thankful I had Mustang 2.0 watching Texas think it up. I'm kind of glad Herman didn't come to South Carolina. As far as Kirby Smart's concerned, I mean, you can give me the keys to the Ferrari.
Let me stop you there. First of all, that's a fascinating call that I hadn't even thought of, because to me, that's a fascinating call. Because remember, everybody was disappointed that Tom Herman didn't come to South Carolina. And Chill is saying, based on how things are turning out in Austin, I'm kind of glad he didn't. And look, maybe.
I'm not a football coach, and as far as rebuilding the program, I'm pretty clueless. But, I mean, I feel like he's getting the players, and he's trying to implement the scheme, and no one else is. So, I mean, I'm kind of thankful he came to South Carolina, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Looking back, I was foolish to think he couldn't do it, I guess. And my number two comment is, I'm in a grand suite. It's a huge game tomorrow. I think it's going to be played in the 30s as well. But what no one's talking about is Rodrigo Blankenship's good from 58 yards, and that's what bothers me in a tight game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's a
fair
point.
I'll call you back Monday, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Game Guy Chill. That's a good point. That's another good point. A close game, the impact that Blankenship could have in determining the outcome. I think it's another reason. Again, look, if you're picking the game, I think you have to pick Georgia. That doesn't mean Georgia's going to win the game. I think it's going to be a close game. I think South Carolina's going to have opportunities to win. To me, it's the biggest game in the Jake Bentley era, and it's the biggest game in the Muschamp era. And it's for control of the division, and it may be for control of the future. If South Carolina wants to impact the course of history the next 5 years, and that is somehow derail Georgia from what is their apparent destiny, their manifest destiny to rule that division, then you have to win this game. Because this is the game that may be able to alter that. If you can beat Georgia, then you can sell that. If you can beat Georgia, if you can win the division, you can say, hey, you know, why go to Georgia? We just beat them. We're the Kings, not Georgia. You can sell that. You can sell that. If you lose to Georgia this year, it's just hard to imagine when you're next going to have a chance to beat Georgia. And I know Helinski's coming in, and I believe in Helinski. But, you know, their guy is Fields. And even though your recruiting is getting better, their recruiting is the best in the country. And so you're not gaining, you're falling further behind. It's not to say that, you know, you couldn't pull an upset here or there. It's just to say that this is the best chance. There's not going to be, this is an ideal situation for Jake Bentley in South Carolina. It's the first time he's been fairly armed with competitive weapons. He's not playing at an enormous disadvantage in this game. And then you add in the fact it's at home, and a lot of Georgia's talent on defense is young, and that they've lost a lot of the leaders and the great players from that defense, and a defense that quite frankly got eviscerated by Oklahoma running an up-tempo spread attack. I mean, I know Georgia eventually won the game, but let's not kid ourselves. I mean, they were on skates. Roquan Smith played the worst game of his career, and there is no Roquan Smith now. So, you know, listen, South Carolina is going to have an opportunity to win this game. I there's really no doubt in my mind about that. I don't know that they will. I can't pick them to do so, but they're going to have a chance to win the game. And I think it's one of the games of the year. It's an enormous football game. To me, it's clearly the biggest game of the weekend. I mean, I think it's inarguable. It's the biggest game of the weekend. It's for control of the SEC East. And from my standpoint, I just don't believe that A&M is in Clemson's time zone. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. It's located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. The parcel of land is heaven sent. It's a unique concept that blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. That's Lakeside Lodge. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days, modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy their time at the lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning home. And, of course, you can rent your unit when you're away or live in part and rent part. It's just incredible. Go see Taj Boyd. He's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. I'll be back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Tailgating is a way of life where all you need is a love for the game and a Bojangles Big Bow box.
Grab Bojangles 8-piece tailgate special for $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
How great would your company be if you unlocked the power and potential to thrive in any situation? You can get the same training that law enforcement in D.C., the State Department, U.S. Armed Forces, Fortune 500 companies, and the Clemson Tigers have received. Dr. Andrew Whitman is a local guy with global reach and can teach you to get warrior tough and change your life and your job. For WCCP listeners, Dr. Whitman can deliver this customized training to fit your budget. Call 864-977-1443 or online at getwarriortough.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.